This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflections series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَىٰ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Indeed, those who hide evidences and guidance after I have clarified it in the revelation, they will be cursed by Allah and cursed by all who would curse. This is verse 159. Now this verse addresses the fact that hiding knowledge is a major sin. The first point of reflection is that it is an obligation on the believers to share whatever knowledge of Islam which they have learned with those around them. Otherwise, the consequence is Allah's curse. All our good friends who are non-Muslims will curse us for having spoken to them about everything under the sun except Islam. So this is a reminder of that responsibility. As the Prophet ﷺ made it an obligation on Muslims, it is an obligation because we have the duty to share whatever we know. Now, the second point of reflection is that even if our knowledge is very limited, because some people may use this as an excuse why they didn't spread the knowledge, we should share whatever we have. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Belligu anni walau aya," convey whatever you have learned from me, even if it is only a single verse. The third point of reflection is that the Prophet ﷺ informed us that whoever guides others to good is rewarded in the same way as those who do good. Addalu ala al-khair kafa'ili. So all whom we guide will earn for us innumerable rewards, continuous rewards, until the last day. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.